Hello and welcome to Legends Unveiled. Today we recount the heroic actions of Stanislav Petrov, the Soviet officer whose calm judgment in 1983 averted a nuclear cataclysm between the US and Russia. As East-West tensions reignite over Ukraine, Petrov's story reminds us of the constant vigil required to prevent global Holocaust. This is the remarkable tale of the man who saved the world. In the tense, paranoid atmosphere of the Cold War, the world existed under the perpetual threat of nuclear annihilation. The Soviet Union, under its hardline communist leadership, had rapidly built up a fearsome nuclear arsenal aimed squarely at the United States and its allies. By the early 1980s, Russia possessed over 30,000 nuclear warheads, enough devastating firepower to extinguish human civilization on the planet many times over. The missiles stood tensely aimed from hardened silos across the vast Soviet territory, their payloads regularly maintained and upgraded to stay mortally current with the latest thermonuclear designs. At the press of a button, they could rain apocalyptic destruction on American cities, bases and population centers in a blinding flash. The U.S. nuclear forces likewise targeted every corner of Russian territory, locked and loaded, in an unstable posture of mutual assured destruction. The threat of imminent nuclear bombardment loomed so large in the American psyche that schoolchildren were traumatized with duck and cover drills, horrifying practices where they were instructed to get underneath their desks and cover their heads with their hands in the event of a Soviet missile strike. Cities handed out bomb shelter rations and designated fallout zones. The air raid siren became an iconic part of Americana. It was in this precarious situation that Stanislav Petrov was born in 1939 in the Soviet naval city of Vladivostok. The son of a fighter pilot who battled the Nazis over Stalingrad, young Stanislav grew up immersed in a militarized society, fixated on the capitalist threat from the West. After studying at the Kiev Higher Air Defense Engineering School, he enlisted in the increasingly capable Soviet Air Defense Forces in 1972. Over the next decade, as the Cold War arms race spiraled out of control, Petrov diligently rose through the ranks of the growing Soviet military committed to undermining American power worldwide. His career culminated in 1983 with an appointment to the critically sensitive post of Operational Duty Officer at Serpukhov, the secret command center near Moscow, responsible for monitoring the Soviet early warning satellite system for incoming American ballistic missile attacks. It was here, in a bunker deep underground surrounded by walls of blinking screens and computer terminals, that Petrov's life took an extraordinary turn on the night of September 26, 1983. It was shortly after midnight, the shrill wail of an alarm shattered the tense silence. Petrov glanced over at the screens and felt his blood run cold. The system was reporting that a nuclear missile had been launched from an American base. As he stared in disbelief, four more missiles flashed onto the screen, hurtling across the continent. In that moment, the fate of the world hung in the balance. It deemed a genuine attack. Protocol dictated that Petrov immediately alert the Soviet High Command, a move that would likely trigger a devastating retaliatory strike against the United States and its allies, escalating into an all-out nuclear war. As his heart pounded, Petrov's military training took over. Something didn't add up. The number of incoming missiles seemed too few for a legitimate American first strike, and ground radar failed to pick up any corroborating evidence, making a decision that conflicted with years of indoctrination. Petrov decided not to report the apparent attack to his superiors. The minutes ticked by in grave suspense. With no further missile detections and no signs of detonation, Petrov's judgment had been correct. The system had malfunctioned, likely confusing the sun's reflection off clouds for missile launches. With steely composure, he had averted an unthinkable catastrophe. And in the days that followed, Petrov's counterintuitive decision flew under the radar as a Cold War secret. He simply filed a report describing the system's error, then resigned himself to a quiet life and retirement from the military. It wasn't until years later that, after the fall of the Soviet Union, that the story of his brave actions finally came to light. Today, at 83 years old, Petrov lives a humble existence in a small town outside of Moscow. He spends his days with his family, occasionally giving interviews to recount the events of that fateful night that could have spelled doom for the entire planet. Despite the significance of his actions, he insists he was just doing his job. The world, however, owes an eternal debt of gratitude to the former lieutenant colonel, whose decision broke ranks with protocol. In the grand scheme, he was just one man in an often dehumanizing military system focused on the unthinkable. But on that one night, Stanislav Petrov's individual judgment call made all the difference between peace and apocalypse. Had he rashly reported the missile detections up to the Soviet chain of command as his training demanded, the consequences could have proved catastrophic on an existential scale. Fueled by the false information, the Soviet high command may well have issued orders for a retaliatory nuclear strike against the United States and its allies. Doomsday machines would have triggered, raining countless warheads on cities and bases across the Northern Hemisphere. The resulting devastation is nearly impossible to comprehend. Entire populations vaporized in a blinding barrage of nuclear fire, societies collapsing into despair and radioactive ruin. All-out nuclear war between the superpowers seemed illogical, even suicidal, yet its danger lingered as an ever-present specter over the modern world. Petrov's sober judgment in that bunker was all that stood between reality and nightmare. Our world today, with its interconnected global civilization largely at peace, would likely have ceased to exist. The terrifying power of the nuclear arsenals amassed during the Cold War came perilously close to being unleashed on September 26, 1983, only the cool head and willingness to disobey of one man prevented a civilization-ending calamity. For that, Stanislav Petrov's name deserves to be carved into the monuments of history as the man who saved the world from itself. Petrov's heroic actions in averting a nuclear catastrophe in 1983 have taken on renewed and chilling relevance amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent fraying of relations between the world's two preeminent nuclear powers. The brutal war in Ukraine has represented the most serious military confrontation between Russia and the NATO Western allies since the end of the Cold War 30 years ago. As the conflict has dragged on, it has resurrected many of the blocs and spheres of influence that defined the early decades of hostility between the U.S. and Soviet Union. Russia's nuclear saber-rattling, aggressive rhetoric about its nuclear capabilities and refusal to rule out the use of such weapons have rattled the international community. For Americans who lived through the Cold War's darkest hours, it has revived the haunting specter of nuclear brinkmanship and renewed worry over a potential World War III scenario. In this volatile climate, the risks of miscalculation or misinterpreted signals are heightened in much the same way they were when Stanislav Petrov made his fateful decision. An escalation from conventional to nuclear conflict, once virtually unthinkable, is again discussed as a possibility, no matter how remotely. The howling air raid sirens and resurgent nuclear attack drills in American schools are visceral reminders that the same pattern of arms race escalation, if left unchecked, could once again imperil the world just as it did during Petrov's era. Already, both Russia and the United States have begun taking steps to modernize their aging nuclear stockpiles. It was precisely this sort of action-reaction cycle that drove the Cold War doomsday scenario that Petrov helped avert in 1983. If we are to avoid stumbling backward into a new period of lurching nuclear confrontation, the lessons of Stanislav Petrov's story have never been more relevant. Most crucially, the decision-makers with the power over militaries and nuclear command systems must cultivate the same clarity and willingness to break free of constrained mindsets that Petrov displayed. For the fate of civilizations rests in such individual acts of conscience to remain steadfastly human in the face of the inhuman. In doing so, we avoid lurching once more toward the permanent night of our own self-extinction. That's all. I hope you found this recounting of Stanislav Petrov's rhetoric actions both engrossing and deeply sobering. As we grapple with the renewed potential for nuclear confrontation in our modern era, may this story serve as a powerful reminder of the individual moral courage that's required to reject the path of escalation and mutually assured destruction. If you appreciated the glimpse into one of history's most consequential decisions, please share this episode with friends and family. Make sure you like it. Turn on notifications wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let's try to make this podcast viral, but maybe not so nuclear. For now, take care and join me next time on Legends Unveiled as we bring another pivotal figure's tale to light.